Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Zozone. I suppose every episode is now just the Zozone until Art returns from his trip to the store, though. It's come to my attention. Actually, it was me who brought it to my attention, since no one else is talking to me, that I may have overreacted. I realize now that my concern may have been completely misplaced. Art has been gone a few days or weeks now, who even knows? But that doesn't mean that anything nefarious is happening at all. Why, this is a totally normal occurrence. What can I expect? That he would text me or email me? He couldn't possibly have access to those things. And as far as radioing back goes, why, we've been putting on the show for months now and had so few responses. That must mean that there are so few working radios out there. I can't assume that Art would stumble across one on his trek to find milk. I suppose you could say it did seem a little odd that Art would have gone to get milk. You know, if you were trying to play devil's advocate here, you would say things like, any milk there is would certainly be expired by now. If there were evaporated milk available in a store, Art would likely have already found it and easily returned. And even if Art somehow located a lactating animal, how would he go about milking it, considering his clear lacking of farm skills? And then what? How would we store said milk? To which I say you are just overreacting. I understand that sometimes it's easiest to jump to hysterics during such trying times, but I'm sure there's a completely reasonable explanation. And if you would just calm yourself down, you would just see the truth in that by now. Art is a planner. If he says he's gone to get milk, then I'm sure he's gone to get milk. And everything we listed above as probable reasons why he'd be unable to do so actually just serves as an explanation as to why he's taking so long. I know that you all want to point out that Art didn't pack enough supplies to be gone this long. To which I say, how dare you doubt Art's survival competence? We are alive thanks to Art. Well, 50% thanks to Art, 50% due to me, of course. Though, technically, Tom's bunker has played a huge role in this, and I have done most of the supply runs. So, how dare you doubt Art's survival competence? 10% of the reason we are alive today is thanks to Art's survival skills! So you see, listeners, I realize I may have been the one driving the bus when the whole conspiracy theories started about the possibility that Art was taken against his will or something like that. But now I am no longer driving that bus. I'd appreciate it very much if you all pulled over and stopped trying to steer it off a cliff at this point, because I've already gotten off at the last stop. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. Art is surely fine, and he'll be back on his way soon enough. If he can hear this message now, I hope he remembers to get the kind that I like, please. Or you could just get 2 gallons and get one that you like and one that I like. I'll be very excited to hear about your little milk-gathering adventure. I suppose it was only a matter of time before it'd be his turn to go get the milk, since if my memory serves me, he did drink the last of the gallon we got before we had to move into the bunker and forgot to put it on the grocery list. Art, if you can hear this now, you should always add groceries to the list when you run out so that you don't forget them. I hope that helps. I'll see you soon. Well, I suppose I should go now, as I need to wait for responses and whatnot. Hoping one of you can provide me an update on Art's whereabouts. No big deal, though, because I'm sure he's about to walk right through that door. Or hatch, I suppose. All right, tell Art I miss him. Over.